The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. The Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 41. Fraternal Devotion. When a devotee is permanently situated in devotional service, and by different symptoms of ecstasy he has developed and matured a fraternal mellow or flavor in relationship with the personality of Godhead, his feeling is called fraternal love of Godhead. The impetus for such fraternal love of God is God Himself. When one is liberated and discovers his eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord, the Lord Himself becomes the impetus for increasing fraternal love. The eternal associates of the Lord in Vrindavan have described this as follows, quote, "The Lord, Hari, whose bodily hue is like the Indraneela jewel, whose smiling is as beautiful as the Kunda flower, whose silk dress is as yellow as golden autumn foliage, whose chest is beautified with garlands of flowers, and who is always playing upon his flute. This enemy of the Agha demon is always attracting our hearts by wandering about Vrindavan." End quote. There are similar statements of fraternal love expressed outside the jurisdiction of Vrindavan. When the sons of Pandu, helped by Maharaj Yudhisthira, saw Krishna in his four-handed form on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, holding his conch shell, disc, club, and lotus flower, they completely forgot themselves and became merged in the ocean of nectarian happiness. This shows how the sons of Pandu, King Yudhisthira, Bhima, Arjuna, Nakula, and Sahadev, were all caught up in fraternal love for Krishna. Sometimes the different names, forms, paraphernalia, and transcendental qualities provoke fraternal love. For instance, Krishna's nice dress, his strongly built body, the all-auspicious symptoms on his body, his knowledge of different languages, his learned teachings in Bhagavad Gita, and his uncommon genius in all fields of endeavor, his exhibition of expert knowledge, his mercy, his chivalry, his behavior as a conjugal lover, his intelligence, his forgiveness, his attraction for all kinds of men, his opulence, and his happiness all provoke fraternal love. The impetus for fraternal love upon seeing the associates of Krishna in Vrindavan is also very natural, for their personal bodily features, their qualities, and their dress are all equal to Krishna's. These associates are always happy in their service to Krishna, and they are generally known as Vyasyas, or friends of the same age. The Vyasyas are fully confident of protection by Krishna. Sometimes devotees pray, quote, "Let us offer our respectful obeisances to the Vyasyas of Krishna, who are firmly convinced of Krishna's friendship and protection, and whose devotion to Krishna is ever fixed. They are fearless, and on an equal level with Krishna, they discharge their transcendental loving devotional service," end quote. Such eternal Vyasyas are also found beyond the jurisdiction of Vrindavan in places such as Dvarka and Hastinapur. Except for Vrindavan, all the places of Krishna's pastimes are called Puras, towns. Mathura and Hastinapur, the capital of the Kurus, are both Puras. Personalities like Arjuna, Bhima, Draupadi, and Sridham Brahmana are counted among Krishna's fraternal devotees in the Puras. How the sons of Pandu, the Pandavas, enjoyed Krishna's association is described as follows. Quote, "When Sri Krishna arrived in Indraprastha, the capital of the Kurus, Maharaj Yudhisthira immediately came out to smell the flavor of Krishna's head. It is the Vedic custom that a superior smells the head of his subordinates when the subordinates offer respect to the superior by touching his feet." Similarly, Arjuna and Bhima embraced Krishna with great jubilation, and the two younger brothers, namely Nakula and Sahadev, touched the lotus feet of Krishna with tears in their eyes and offered their respects. In this way, all the five Pandava brothers enjoyed the fraternal friendship of Krishna in transcendental mellow. Of the five Pandavas, Arjuna is the most intimately connected with Krishna. He has a nice bow called Gandiva in his hand. His thighs are compared to the trunks of elephants, and his eyes are always reddish. When Krishna and Arjuna are together on a chariot, they become celestial beauties, pleasing to the eyes of everyone. It is said that once Arjuna was lying on his bed with his head upon Krishna's lap, and they were talking and joke. He was talking and joking with Krishna in great relaxation, enjoying Krishna's company with smiling and great satisfaction. As far as the Vyasya's friends in Vrindavan are concerned, they become greatly distressed when they cannot see Krishna even for a moment. There is the following prayer by a devotee for the Vyasyas in Vrindavan. Quote, all glories to Krishna's Vyasyas, who are just like Krishna in their age, qualities, pastimes, dress, and beauty. They are accustomed to playing on their flutes made of palm leaves, and they all have bugle horn or buffalo horn bugles ornamented like Krishna's with jewels such as Indranila and with gold and coral. They are always jubilant like Krishna. May these glorious companions of Krishna always protect us. The Vyasis in Vrindavan are in such intimate friendship with Krishna that sometimes they think themselves as good as Krishna. Here is an instance of such a friendly feeling. When Krishna was holding up Govardhan Hill with his left hand, the Vyasis said, quote, dear friend, you have been standing for the last 7 days and nights without any rest. This is very troublesome for us, because we see that you have undertaken a severely laborious task. We think, therefore, that you need not continue to stand in that way, holding the hill. You can just transfer it onto Sri Sudam's hand. We are very much aggrieved to see you in this position. If you think that Sudam is not able to support Govardhan Hill, then at least you should change hands. Instead of supporting it with your left hand, please transfer it to your right hand, so that we can give your left hand a massage, end quote. This is an instance of intimacy, showing how much the Vyasyas considered themselves to be equal to Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 12th chapter, verse 11, Shukadeva Goswami tells King Parikshit, quote, my dear king, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead to the learned transcendentalists. He is the supreme happiness for the impersonalists. He is the supreme worshipable deity for the devotee, and he is just like an ordinary boy to one who is under the spell of Maya. And just imagine, these cowherd boys are now playing with the Supreme Person as though they were on an equal level. By this, anyone can understand that these boys must have accumulated heaps of the results of pious activities to enable them to associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in such intimate friendship, end quote. There is a description of Krishna's feelings for his Vyasyas in Vrindavan. He once said to Balaram, quote, my dear brother, when my companions were being devoured by the Agasura, hot tears poured down from my eyes, and as they were washing my cheeks, dear elder brother, for at least one moment, I completely lost myself, end quote. Within Gokul, Krishna's Vyasyas are generally divided into four groups. Number one, well-wishers, two, friends, three, confidential friends, and four, intimate friends. Krishna's well-wisher friends are a little bit older than Krishna, and they have some parental affection for him. Because of their being older than Krishna, they always try to protect him from any harm. As such, they sometimes bear weapons so that they can chastise any mischievous person who wants to do harm to Krishna. Counted among the well-wishers, well-wisher friends are Subhadra, Mandali Bhadra, Bhadra Vardhan, Gopata, Yaksha, Indrabhata, Bhadhangra, Virabhadra, Mahuaguna, Vijaya, and Balabhadra. They're older than Krishna and are always thinking of his welfare. One of the elderly friends said, quote, my dear Murdali Bhadra, why are you wielding a shining sword as though you were running toward Aristasura to kill him? My dear Baladev, why are you unnecessarily bearing that heavy plow? My dear Vijaya, don't be unnecessarily agitated. My dear Bhadravardhan, there is no need to make these threatening motions. If you will all look more closely, you will see that it is only a thundercloud upon Govardhan Hill. It is not the Aristasura in the shape of a bull, as you have imagined, end quote. These older, well-wishing friends of Krishna had imagined a large cloud to be the Aristasura appearing in the shape of a huge bull. In the midst of their excitement, one of them ascertained that it was actually only a cloud on Govardhan Hill. He therefore informed the others not to take the trouble of worrying about Krishna, because there was no present danger from Aristasura. Among the well-wishing friends, Mandali Bhadra and Balabhadra are the chiefs. Mandali Bhadra is described as follows. His complexion is yellowish and his dress is very attractive. He always carries a stick of various colors. He wears a peacock feather on his head and always looks very beautiful. Mandali Bhadra's attitude is revealed in this statement. Quote, "My dear friends, our beloved Krishna is now very tired from working with the cows in the pasturing grounds and from traveling all over the forests. I can see that he's very fatigued. Let me massage his head silently while he is taking rest in my house, in his house. And you, Subal, you just massage his thighs." End quote. One devotee described the personal beauty of Baladeva as follows. Quote, "Let me take shelter of the lotus feet of Balaram, whose beauty is enhanced by the earrings touching his cheeks. His face is decorated with tilak made from kasturi musk, and his broad chest is decorated with a garland of gunja, small conch shells. His complexion is as white as an autumn cloud, and he wears garments of blue color, and his voice is very grave. His arms are very long, touching his thighs, and he has shown great strength by killing the Pralamba demon. Let us take shelter of this chivalrous Balaram." End quote. Balaram and Baladeva are different names for the same expansion of Krishna. He's Krishna's elder brother. Baladeva's affection for Krishna is illustrated in this statement to Subal. Quote, "My dear friend, please inform Krishna not to go to Kaliya's lake today. Today is his birthday, so I wish to go along with Mother Yasoda to bathe him. Tell him he should not leave the house today." End quote. This shows how Balaram, Krishna's elder brother, took care of Krishna with parental love within the scope of fraternal affection. Friends who are younger than Krishna, who are always attached to him and who give him all kinds of service, are called ordinary friends or simply friends. Such ordinary friends are called Shakas. And the name of the sum of Shakas are Visala, Vishabha, Ojasvi, Devaprastha, Varutapa, Maranda, Kusumapida, Manibanda, and Karandam. All these Shaka friends of Krishna seek only to serve him. Sometimes some of them would rise early in the morning and immediately go to Krishna's place and wait at the door to see Krishna and accompany him to the pasturing grounds. In the meantime, Krishna would be dressed by Mother Yashoda, and when she would see a boy standing at the door, she would call him. Quote, "Well, Visala, why are you standing there? Come here." End quote. So with the permission of Mother Yashoda, he would immediately enter the house. And while Mother Yashoda was dressing Krishna, he would try to help put on Krishna's ankle bells, and Krishna would jokingly strike him with his flute. Then Mother Yashoda would call, quote, "Krishna, what is this? Why are you teasing your friend?" End quote. And Krishna would laugh, and the friend would also laugh. These are some of the activities of Krishna's Shakas. Sometimes the Shakas would take care of the cows who were going hither and thither. They would tell Krishna, quote, "Your cows are going off here and there," end quote, and Krishna would thank them. Sometimes when Krishna and his Shakas went to the pasturing ground, Kamsa would send a demon to kill Krishna. Therefore, almost every day there was a fight with some different kind of demon. After fighting with the demon, Krishna would feel fatigued, the hair on his head would be scattered, and the Shakas would immediately come and try to relieve him in different ways. Some friends would say, quote, "My dear Visala, please take this fan of lotus leaves and fan Krishna so that he might feel some comfort. Virutapa, you just brush the scattered hairs on Krishna's head which have fallen on his face. Vishabha, don't talk unnecessarily. Immediately massage Krishna's body. His arms have become tired from fighting and wrestling with that demon. Oh, just see how our friend Krishna has become tired," end quote. These are some examples of the treatment given to Krishna by the Shakas. One of the Shakas, known as Devaprastha, is described as follows. He is very strong, a ready scholar, and is very expert at playing ball. He wears a white dress and he ties his hair into a bunch with a rope. Whenever there's a fight between Krishna and the demon, Devaprastha is the first to help, and he fights just like an elephant. One of the gopis once said to her friend, quote, "My dear, beautiful friend, when Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, was taking rest within the cave of a hill, he was keeping his head on the arms of Shaddam, and he was putting his left hand on Dama's chest. Taking this opportunity, Devaprastha, out of his strong affection for Krishna, immediately began to massage his legs, end quote. These, or such, are the activities of Krishna's friends out on the pasturing grounds. The more confidential friends are called Priyashakas, and are almost Krishna's age. Because of their very confidential friendship, their behavior is only on the basis of pure friendship. The behavior of other friends is on the ground of parental love or servitude, but the basic principle of the confidential friends is simply friendships on an equal level. Some confidential friends are as follows: Shaddam, Sudam, Dama, Vasudam, Kinkini, Shrota Krishna, Amsu, Bhadrasen, Vilasi, Pundarika, Vitanka, and Kalavinka. By their various activities and different pastimes, all these friends are used to give transcendental pleasure to Krishna. The behavior of these confidential friends is described by a friend of Radharani, who told Radharani, quote, "My dear graceful Radharani, your intimate friend Krishna is also served by his intimate boyfriends. Some of them cut jokes with him in mild voices and please him very much by this," end quote. For example, Krishna had one Brahmana friend whose name was Marumangal. This boy would joke by playing the part of a greedy Brahmana. Whenever the friends ate, he would eat more than all the others, especially laddus, of which he was very fond. Then, after eating more laddus than anyone else, Marumangal would still not be satisfied, and he would say to Krishna, quote, "If you give me one more laddu, I shall be pleased to give you my blessing, so that your friend Radharani will be very much pleased with you," end quote. The Brahmanas are supposed to give blessings to the Vaishyas, the farming and merchant class, and Krishna presented himself as the son of Marajnanda, a Vaishya. So the Brahmana boy was right in giving blessings to Krishna. Thus Krishna was very pleased by his friend's blessings, and he would supply him with more and more laddus. Sometimes a confidential friend would come up before Krishna and embrace him with great love and affection. Another friend would come up from the rear and cover Krishna's eyes with his hands. Krishna would always feel very happy by such dealings with his confidential friends. Out of all these confidential friends, Shaddam is considered to be the chief. Shaddam used to put on a yellow-colored dress. He would carry a buffalo horn, and his turban was of a reddish copper color. His bodily complexion was blackish, and around his neck there was a nice garland. He would always challenge Krishna in a joking way, "Let us pray to Shaddam to bestow his mercy upon us." Sometimes Shaddam used to address Krishna, quote, "Oh, you are so cruel that you left us alone on the bank of the Yamuna, and we are all mad from not seeing you there. Now it is our great fortune that we are able to see you here. If you want to pacify us, you must embrace each one of us with your arms. But believe me, my dear friend, a moment's absence from you creates great havoc, not only for us, but the cows also. Everything becomes disarranged, and we become mad after you," end quote. There are other friends who are still more confidential. They are called Priyanarma, or intimate friends. Counted among the Priyanarma are Subal, Arjuna, Gandharva, Vashanta, and Ujjvala. There was talk among the friends of Radharani, the gopis, about these most intimate friends. One gopi addressed Radharani thus, quote, "My dear Krishangi, delicate one, just see how Subala's whispering your message into Krishna's ear and how he is delivering the confidential letter of Shyamadasi silently into Krishna's hand, and how he is delivering the betel nuts prepared by Palika into Krishna's mouth, and how he is decorating Krishna with the garland prepared by Taraka. Did you know, my dear friend, that all these most intimate friends of Krishna are always engaged in his service in this way?" End quote. Out of the many intimate Priyanarmas, Subala and Ujjvala are considered to be the most prominent. Subala's body is described as follows. His complexion is just like molten gold. He's very, very dear to Krishna. He always has a garland around his neck, and he wears yellow clothing. His eyes are just like lotus flower petals, and he's so intelligent that by his talking and his moral instructions, all the other friends take the highest pleasure. Let us all offer our respectful obeisances unto Krishna's friend Subal. The degree of intimacy shared by Krishna and Subal can be understood by the fact that the talks between them were so confidential that no one else could understand what they were saying. The description of Ujjvala, another intimate friend, is given as follows. Ujvala always wears some garment of orange color, and the movements of his eyes are always very restless. He likes to decorate himself with all kinds of flowers, and his bodily hue is almost like Krishna's, and on his neck there's always a necklace of pearls. He's always very dear to Krishna. Let us all worship Ujvala, the most intimate friend of Krishna. About the confidential service of Ujvala, this statement is to be found addressed by Radharani to one of her friends. Quote, "My dear friend, it is impossible for me to keep my prestige. I wanted to avoid talking to Krishna anymore, but just see. There again is his friend Ujvala coming to me with his canvassing work. His entreaties are so powerful that it's very difficult for a gopi to resist her love for Krishna, even though she may be very bashful, devoted to her family duties, and most faithful to her husband." End quote. The following is a statement by Ujvala showing his jubilant nature. Quote, "My dear Krishna, O killer of Agasura, you have extended your loving affairs so much that you can be compared to the great ocean which is without limitations. At the same time, the young girls of the world, who are all searching after the perfect lover, have become just like rivers running into this ocean. Under the circumstances, all these rivers of young girls may try to divert their courses to some other place, but at the end, they must come unto you." End quote. Among the groups of different friends of Krishna, some are well known from various scripture, some are well known by popular tradition. There are three divisions among Krishna's friends. Some are eternally in friendship with Krishna, some are elevated demigods, and some are perfected devotees. In all of these groups, there are some who by nature are fixed in Krishna's service and are always engaged in giving counsel. Some of them are very fond of joking and naturally cause Krishna to smile by their words, and some of them are by nature very simple, and by their simplicity they please Krishna. Some of them create wonderful situations by their activities, apparently against Krishna. Some of them are very talkative, always arguing with Krishna and creating a debating atmosphere. Some of them are very gentle and give pleasure to Krishna by their sweet words. All of these friends are very intimate with Krishna, and they show expertise in their different activities, their aim always being to please Krishna.